Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call at 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You could visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, after the hoopla of Thanksgiving has subsided, many across the country are decorating their homes for the upcoming December holidays. I know that our tradition is after the Friday after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, we go out and we pick up a live Christmas tree. And that is a tradition that we've done for the past 11 years now. Prior to that, we did have a fake tree that we would put up. But things happened in my life that I decided, you know what, I really like to have a live tree for Christmas every year. So that's a tradition that my wife and I have continued, along with our kids, to go out and pick a live tree. And we have one up right now. We went out and picked it up on Black Friday and brought it home, got it set up, and it's a nice looking tree. It's a nice looking tree. But I did, you know, people are decorating for the holidays, and so I found this article from One Medical with tips to help you stay safe when decorating your home. Again, I'm only going to share a few of the tips. I do want you to go to the read the full article, and again, you can access that from our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page. Click on Let's Talk Insurance, it'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, easy enough, in the upper right of the blog, there's a little search bar. Just type in there, Holiday Decorating Safety Tips 2023, and it'll bring you to the post with the link to the article from One Medical. Now, the first tip I want to share is safe and hydrated. If you're like our family and enjoy having a live tree in your home for Christmas, make sure the tree is located away from heat sources like fireplaces, heaters, and vents. Also, make sure your tree is adequately watered to prevent it from drying out, which can increase the chance of fire. Check the water at least every few days and replenish as necessary. Yeah, very, very important, you know, having a tree in your home. Obviously, it's something flammable, so you definitely want to make sure that that tree is hydrated and doesn't dry out, and the needles don't fall off and or cause cause additional fire hazards. You definitely don't want it near your fireplace, and you don't want it near, like, if you've got a indoor space heater, you don't want it near that, and especially you don't want it near any furnace vents. That would not be a good thing either. Look online to see what is the best way to keep your tree hydrated. I know that Mythbusters, like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, there was a segment on there where they tried different methods, and I can't remember which method was the best. I think it was just plain water. I mean, they tried like some sort of chemicals, they tried bleach, you know, a lot of the old wives' tales as far as what you can add to the water to keep the tree fresh. But I thought that just plain water was the best way to go. But you could probably look up on YouTube and find that segment from Mythbusters. So make sure you check the water at least every couple days. Don't let your pets drink out of the water. We got two dogs, and you know, they occasionally try to take a sip and kind of keep them out of there. But yeah, make sure that you maintain a proper water level in the basin for your tree. The next tip I have for you is don't incinerate wrapping. Wrapping paper and packing material from presents should be recycled or thrown away in the garbage rather than being burned in the fireplace. Not only can the wrapping paper catch fire quickly, but the paper and packing material may contain chemicals that are not safe to breathe in and could potentially damage your chimney liner. With all those chemicals and everything mixing with the soot in the inside of your chimney, it could cause damage to the liner. So definitely don't incinerate wrapping paper. At least don't burn it in the fireplace. If you've got a, you know, if you've got a burn barrel that you're allowed to use, obviously, you know, go for it. You know, if you want to burn it in a fire pit outside, have at it. Just don't burn it in your fireplace. Again, the paper could catch fire, and those little pieces of paper could just fly out of the fireplace and land on flammable materials outside the fireplace, which is not a good thing. But then also, again, you've got those chemicals from the impregnated cardboard and other things that aren't good to breathe in. So definitely don't incinerate your wrapping paper in a fireplace. Next tip I have for you is check those lights. Before you string up your lights, check the bulbs and wires for damage and replace them as necessary. My wife, we ended up getting some new lights this year because last year the lights that we got, they were some of them were damaged as we were looking at them. So we decided just to go out and get some brand new lights. Pro tip, before you string the tree with brand new lights, plug the lights in. Make sure that they all work. Because you don't want to go and string up the tree and then plug them in and find out that half the lights aren't working. So definitely test them before you put them on. If there are broken bulbs, if there's frayed wires, then definitely don't use those Christmas lights. So make sure that you're very careful when you check the bulbs and check the wires to make sure that everything is clear before you string them up. Last tip I want to have for you is watch out for plants. Using poinsettias and holly to decorate your home may look lovely, but they can be deadly to pets in case they ingest them. Keep your holiday plants out of reach of pets and small children. You know, big, bright red leaves, very, very pretty to look at. You know, the red holly berries look very, very inviting. You know, if you've got cats or if you've got dogs, I mean, they're going to chew on just about anything, and having something that bright and that inviting, you know, obviously is going to make them want to ingest that. And the little kids, they'll see those little holly berries and they'll think they're little cherries or they're something good to eat. So definitely keep that stuff out of reach of both your children and your pets for sure. And I've got nothing against poinsettias. It's very, very beautiful plants. I've had them in my home before, but we've had them up on a table and away from our young children at the time and our pets. So just make sure you watch out for the plants as you decorate your home this year for the holiday season. Now, again, be sure to check out the full article from One Medical for more tips to help make your holiday decorating safer. Again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, bring you to our blog. If you're listening later on, in the upper right, just type in the search bar, Holiday Decorating Safety Tips 2023, and that will bring you to the post associated with today's podcast. Well, that's going to do it for this week. Again, we are M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I hope you're staying warm out there. It's supposed to get about 47 degrees today, but then we've got snow on the forecast in the next week. So, 'tis the season. Until next time, take care.